Venus has left her stationary degree, because Venus stationed direct at 12 degrees Leo and has been just hanging out at 12 degrees Leo for a couple weeks now. And that can be like a little bit of a weird energy, because when a planet stations direct, is it direct or is it stationary, right? Like, so it's almost like that moment where you turn your car, you're doing a U-turn, and you're like, and you have to like kind of sit in that middle ground, that stationary moment between going one way and turning the other way, right? By the way, that's just a metaphor. When a planet is retrograde, it doesn't actually go backwards. It slows down in its orbit. But anyways, that's besides the point. So Venus just sort of sitting in her stationary degree for the past few weeks. Yeah, there's a little bit of stagnation. There's a little bit of like, why isn't this moving forward, you know? And just like in the past hour, Venus has moved into 13 degrees Leo. So she's left her stationary degree. Is she still in her retrograde shadow? Yes. But the fact that she's left her stationary degree, I think, is kind of a good sign this morning that, you know, Venus is finally has made the U-turn, if you will, and now is going forward, speeding up a bit, and is about to, yeah, review some things. She's about to go from 12 degrees Leo to 28 degrees Leo, which was her retrograde degree situation. She's about to go from 12 to 28 and review some things that happened, and even resolve some things that happened during Venus retrograde, okay? So we could be noticing some changes. We could be noticing some shifts. We could be noticing, ooh, I've made this decision, or this thing happened, or this thing kind of came out of the blue, and now I have to make a shift. I have to make a transition. And I have to figure out now how to maybe take what I've learned and now prepare for the uncharted territory. And that was something that was coming through, like this phrase, uncharted territory. And it actually reminds me of, it reminds me of a card in the tarot. Does anybody know what card I'm going to pull? Has anybody felt like they're facing uncharted territory in the past, you know, couple weeks since Venus stationed direct? Because, you know, I think with it could be possible too with Mercury in retrograde, and, you know, we're approaching a new moon this week. Okay, Alana, you said I got laid off Thursday. Allie, you said yes, you feel like you're approaching uncharted territory. Laura, you said I feel like I'm on the Oregon Trail. Yeah, I know, right? I feel like I'm in uncharted territory too, for sure. Like, this sort of sense of, like, I feel like on the hero's journey, when something abrupt happens, doesn't, like, the main character kind of want to go home? Or, like, there's a choice. Do I proceed into the uncharted territory, or do I turn around and go back, right? Do I go back home where I know maybe things aren't quite aligned? However, at least I know the territory, right? And oftentimes when we're going into uncharted territory, we make mistakes. You know, like, we don't know exactly what we're getting into. So I think it's actually natural for, you know, the feeling of entering uncharted territory, we're making a change, we're making a shift, and then we feel like, oh, fuck, like, this is, like, messed up, you know, or like, oh, crap, like, this is a learning lesson, or like, ooh, like, I made this mistake. Kaylin, you said, got in my first car crash on Friday. I hope you're okay. Laura, I absolutely get the Oregon Trail reference. And Katie, you said, read the new territory in the best way. Old patterns are really being replaced, even with exploration. Totally. And yeah, Sarah, you said, with my new yoga teaching gig, I feel a little wobbly and intimidated, yet excited and motivated. Yes. And yeah, both Corey and Annie, you thought of the cards I was thinking of, which are the Six of Swords and the Three of Wands, which I think are both cards of, you know, new territory, and also kind of describe the mistakes we make when we're going into uncharted territory. Or, you know, I think there's like a mix of things that happen, and let's focus on the Three of Wands, because the Three of Wands first is sort of the new action. So this is like, I have to do things differently, or the universe is sort of not forcing me, but kind of backing me into a corner of doing things differently. And maybe that can be kind of exciting. Maybe that can be like arriving to a new city, if you will. That's the most tangible metaphor I have for the Three of Wands. Like, arriving to a new city, it's so exciting. You know, you're just like downloading all of this new energy. You feel like a new version of yourself can sort of be birthed in this new place, yet you don't know where you're going. The map is unclear. You don't know where the best restaurants are. Like, you don't know who's going to be your ally on this trip. You may get lost, right? And when we get lost in new places or uncharted territory, sometimes like danger arises or a challenge arises. And that's sort of the vibe at the moment, I feel, with, you know, Venus just exiting her stationary degree, right? Mercury is still in retrograde until Friday, but we have that new moon in Virgo on Thursday, and then one day after, we've got the Mercury stationing direct. And I think the difference between the Three of Wands and the Six of Swords when it comes to uncharted territory, like, the Three of Wands is like, ooh, like, I'm literally taking action in the new sphere of my life. Whereas the Six of Swords is like the mental shift that is happening in uncharted territory. It's like, oh, in order to be in this uncharted territory, I have to have a new story about myself. Like, I have to, you know, tap into the new narrative about who I am in this new sort of zone, right? And hey, Marco, good morning. And Laura, you said, are you using the Genius Garden Tarot? I am. Y'all, I love this deck. I love it. I mean, I love Jesse Huntenberg, who's the artist, but for me, it's a deck that feels very channeled. Like, I can tell that Jesse, like, downloaded these images, and she did paint all of these cards. So, I mean, obviously not like the original she painted. So it feels like very much like downloaded painting, you know? So I do really like this deck. But yeah, you know, and then Annie, you said the different uncharted waters was that what I immediately thought of and remembered in the Six of Swords. Yes. So, like, I have an example here. So, I'm kind of in uncharted territory. Technically, I have kind of been in uncharted territory for the past year because in October 2022, I moved out of my parents' house. I moved into this place in Chicago. And this whole year has kind of been like navigating like uncharted territory for me, which is like, how to like live independently and how to like manage my finances and balance like social life and my business and my part-time job. And it's been very uncharted territory like. And at the same time now, I'm kind of being thrown into yet another challenge, like on this hero's journey, if you will. I'm now kind of searching for maybe like a new place or somewhere that's a little bit more aligned for me in Chicago. Actually, it's funny, the roommate that I'm with right now, who is a friend, love her, she came through Witch Church, because I said on Witch Church, hey, I'm looking for a roommate. And someone kind of hooked us up, so that was funny. So I'll say it again, now that I'm in uncharted territory, I'm actually looking to be closer to like the like central Logan Square area of Chicago. So if anybody knows a roommate opening in the Logan Square area, let me know. Just yesterday, me and my friend, it was very Three of Wands, like in the uncharted territory of me wanting to be in this specific area of Chicago. I went to this like historic Logan Square house walk where like I went into like all of these old houses in Logan Square, and it's a very historic part of Chicago. And like, I love, if you know me, I love old houses. I love stained glass windows and antiques and things like that. Like, I think it's so cool. It must be maybe my Venus in Capricorn, I don't know, but or maybe my Pisces moon, but I just love old stuff. So for me, it was like this dipping the toe into this new uncharted territory. I've like made a decision, which is very Three of Wands, Six of Swords, like made a decision to leave and go into somewhere new, but now I'm still sort of meeting the place, the characters, the sort of landing ground, the landing pad of what I'm trying to manifest. So it's kind of a limbo week, right? And this could apply to you in other ways. Like, maybe you're not necessarily trying to find a more aligned location, but maybe there's something about like relationships, right? Like, maybe you're in a new relationship, and when we're in new relationships, it feels like uncharted territory. Maybe someone here has started school or is still navigating some sort of new role at work or whatever. And I feel like when we're in that limbo period of like, ooh, like I have the choice between continuing on into the unknown versus I have the choice between continuing on into the unknown versus going back home where I'm comfortable. Three of Wands and Six of Swords kind of comes in and is like, wait. Even though it's more comfortable back there, like, how do you continue to graduate, right? Alana, you said the antiques and the old houses are the Pisces moon things. Yeah, I think you might be right. Noelle, I know you're going through a lot of changes. School, new apartment, new city, newly single, so much unknown, so much transition. It's a struggle, but this is better. Yeah, that's the thing. Like even though the past kind of feels more comfortable, or like there's a little bit more of a safety net. Maybe this is a week where we're sort of putting on our hero's journey hat. And we're like, okay, no, like, even though the past is comfortable, the unknown is scary, but it also is exciting. And that's also the perspective I'm trying to hold with searching for, like, the new place or the new roommate or whatever. Like, I don't actually know how the new living situation is going to come through. I would imagine it's maybe someone with a room opening in their place in Logan Square and I, like, move in, or maybe it's, like, a meeting of a person who wants to live in Logan Square and we live together or whatever. But, like, I'm trying to maintain a level of excitement about the new chapter or the new thing versus dread. Because if you think about it, in the Three of Wands, I mean, let's look at this Three of Wands. Like, the highest frequency of going through the portal of the Three of Wands is, like, I'm excited. I'm the excited adventurer. I'm the trailblazer. Or I'm this person who's carrying this new frequency in this new place. Like, in this new place, quote unquote, I get to meet new people, have new experiences, and learn new things. And I'm excited about that. I do really feel like if we can hold space for excitement right now, I think that's really powerful. Especially with this Virgo new moon coming up on Thursday. Virgo has the tendency to sometimes overanalyze or get too invested in the details, right? And partially it's because that's their gift. That's what they're good at. You know, they're meant to be the part of the zodiac that helps us with the details. But with that new moon in Virgo being ruled by Mercury it's like Mercury retrograde, Mercury about to station direct, there is some kind of weird message with Thursday's new moon where it's like, don't get stuck on the details, or like, don't get too, you know, don't get your, don't get your panties in a bundle. I hate that phrase. Why is that the phrase that comes to mind? Like, don't get all frustrated and scrunched up and tense about details that ultimately will sort themselves out. And maybe the frequency that we do have to hold is excitement for the new journey, right? And Katie, you said started seeing someone new on the Venus retrograde, and when Mercury went retrograde, things really slowed. I feel like making these things right for potential long haul. So this week is on target with the patience I'm feeling. Yeah. Knickers in a twist. That's better. I like that better. Yeah, don't get your knicker. That's what we're titling the the Virgo new moon on Thursday. Don't get your knickers in a twist. New moon. It's like everybody else is like, ooh, this is the harvest moon or whatever we call them. Like, this is like the blueberry moon or whatever. And we're all like, don't get your knickers in a twist. New moon. And Alana, you said trying to make this into the Fool card energy. Yes. And I think the Fool is sort of like the higher spirit, the higher archetype of both the Three of Wands and the Six of Swords. Because the Fool is our best sort of role model when it comes to, how do I be excited? How do I embrace the unknown? How do I embrace the new beginning? And yet, you know, I think there's some important lessons from the past that do want to be considered. Like, we're not supposed to be ruminating on past mistakes, but I think it makes sense because Venus is about to go back over 12 through 28 Leo. There's something from the past that's being reviewed. Mercury is about to station direct and go back over whatever degree he's going to go back over. I don't know it off the top of my head. There's something that's in review. So there is an important part of the past we're meant to take with us. But it's not about beating ourselves up or ruminating about the details of the past. It's about recognizing this is maybe the mistake I made, or this is the slip up, or this is the pattern. I think, Katie, you were the one mentioning the pattern. Pattern recognition. That's what it is. Like, this is my pattern recognition. This is like where I messed up last time. And this is the knowledge and the wisdom I need to move forward. So, you know, that could apply again to anything. Any new beginning that you're feeling like is blossoming right now, there is still some wisdom of the past, the wisdom of the past self. It feels like the past self has some wisdom to pass on to this future self. And that might be a good meditation, actually, like, if we can, like, imagine that past version of ourselves and the future version of ourselves, and just, like, imagining the past version of ourselves, like, giving maybe a box or something in a container to the future self, and the future self opens that box, and, you know, just whatever is in there is sort of the gift or something we're supposed to remember moving forward. And my Rona recovery, you said there's a brand new role that's being created at work, and I'm so excited about it, but my Capricorn self is nervous because it's still so undefined, so it all tracks. That feels like it makes a lot of sense. And Alana, you said, this is my second layoff in 3 years. I shouldn't have stayed in this role so long. See, and like sometimes when things do fall through, does it suck to get laid off? Of course. Like, or does it suck when a housing situation doesn't end up completely aligning for the long haul? Sure. But like, also, I recognize there's a part of us that wanted this change, right? Because there was a part of us that this whole time has been thinking like, ooh, maybe there's something better, or like, ooh, like maybe there's something more aligned. You know, I think this is the time where we really get to have that, you know, that have that sort of moment where we're like, okay, actually, yes, my little birdie that was whispering in my ear, maybe there's something better, maybe there's something more aligned, was right, you know, and now I get to go and follow that. Kaylin, you said go commando during the Virgo new moon. I love it. Let's do it. I love it. I actually am noticing that. I'm sure this actually was intentional because it is Jesse, but it feels like this person in the Three of Wands is nude. You know, there's such a rebirth moment, I think, about this, the commando moon. There's like a rebirth moment about this, this new moon in Virgo. Which I'm excited about. So this week feels still like we're kind of navigating the challenges of being in limbo, but yet, there is this new beginning that's really, really coming through, and we might not find until next week things like really amping up, And the changes we're desiring really showing up. That's what I sense. Because if I just look at, okay, this week we're leading up to that Virgo new moon on Thursday. Thursday, the... Hang on, I wrote this down. Yeah, yeah. We're leading up to the Virgo new moon on Thursday, which is September 14th. September 15th, which is Friday, late afternoon, Mercury will station direct, right? And then next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 16th and 17th, Venus is in a square to Jupiter. And that's the third time that Venus has squared Jupiter. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about. Even though that aspect doesn't go exact until the end of this week, so in about a week from now, you know, think about what was happening around middle of June. So like June 11th-ish. And then think about August 22nd, so that like second to last week of August. June 11th, August 22nd, and now this weekend. Those are the dates of the Venus square to Jupiter. I think this is where like the excitement and like the sort of extravagance of the new beginning could come in. And I can't quite put my finger on the energy of Venus square Jupiter this time around. You know, because like an astrology textbook would say like Venus square Jupiter, like it's a lot of overdoing things, or it's a lot of too much of a good thing, which I think we talked about in a witch church a couple weeks ago. But for me, I can't quite put my finger on, like, how it showed up in my life. Yeah, I don't know if anybody has any Venus square to Jupiter stories or anything that they want to add about that transit. Katie, you said, I heard via the astrology podcast that this is the first of the three squares where Jupiter isn't aspecting Saturn. But I may be misremembering that. Yeah, that would actually make sense, because right now Saturn is retrograde way in the early degrees of Pisces, right? So there probably is no exact aspect between Jupiter and Saturn this time around. I also think that June 11th Venus squared to Jupiter was right before Venus retrograde. Venus was probably in her shadow by then. And then the one that happened at the end of August was around the time Venus stationed direct, right? So this is the first Venus square to Jupiter where Venus is now done with her retrograde. Is she still going slow? Is she still in her shadow? Yes, but the retrograde period is behind us. And that makes me feel like the third Venus square to Jupiter at the end of this week, the 16th and 17th, is maybe this like power boost that moves us forward, right? It's like this spurt of energy that moves us forward, okay? And the card also I wanted to mention about this week is the Five of Wands. So we've talked about like the overarching energy of the Three of Wands, Six of Swords, this sort of uncharted territory, what attitudes, what sort of self-concepts we should carry into the uncharted territory. The fact that the Five of Wands is coming out as our challenge, it feels to me like the energy of, oh man, this is hard. I'll just quit. Or like, oh, I keep getting challenge after challenge. Like, it's not aligned. Or like, oh God, like I keep hitting this wall. I'm just gonna quit. You know, like, I think there's something with the Five of Wands this week about our relationship to the challenge itself. And what kind of relationship do we have with our challenges? And this could get kind of love and light. You know, like I'm not necessarily saying like, ooh, love your struggles. Be thankful for your struggles. You know, like that feels a little too love and light. But I think a good relationship to your challenges can't hurt anything. And we might have to work on it. Our relationship to our challenges is similar to like a relationship with a person that we sometimes struggle with, right? Like, it's like, okay, I have to work on my communication skills with this thing. So how do we work on our communication skills with the challenge itself? For me, it kind of comes back to holding a mantra. And even I know, like, with housing situations, like, it must be my south node in Taurus, but, like, housing insecurity of any kind, like, really can get me going. Like, can really cause me a lot of anxiety. And it's just not something my Pisces moon wants to deal with. Like, I want, or my Cancer rising, right? Like, it's just, like, ultimately not a challenge that I want to face necessarily. But it's funny because in this moment, I think I have a pretty good relationship with the challenge. And part of that comes from a mantra I've been holding, which is like, just, you know, at any moment, I can always trust in the universe. At any challenge, I can always trust in the universe. The universe has never betrayed my trust, or the universe has never let me down. Things like that help me ground in a sense of trust and in a sense of like, okay, this challenge is here right now, but how can I either just improve my relationship to the challenge or get excited about the unknown or whatnot? Like, there's just something here this week where our relationship to the challenge is being reviewed, if you will. And, oh, Lauren, you're saying the third Venus square is correlating with the Jewish New Year. Oh, that's going to be awesome. I love that. Yeah, my friend, so that's kind of the tea for the week ahead. And I would love to offer you some support and guidance for this week. So go ahead and type your questions or any prayer requests down below. If you could send some healing energy to my dad, that would be awesome. He tested positive for COVID. I think it was yesterday and he's not feeling so great. So if you could send him some healing energy, that would be awesome. Yeah. And if you could also be in full agreement of me manifesting the right situation for my housing, that would be awesome too. Yeah. Any support would be much appreciated. And I'm in full agreement that we all have, you know, maintained this good relationship with our challenges this week so we can make it to the uncharted territory, right? Because we don't want to turn back and go home, because that's a challenge in itself, right? Yeah. So, Laura, you said, I love a card for moving forward from this brutal Venus retrograde. Lost my job, identity was stolen, my mortgage payment went off $400 out of nowhere. Oh my gosh, Laura, I didn't realize. Okay, let's see. What's the the advice for Laura, the moon card. Yeah, I think the moon card, yeah, has a tendency to come to us in some of the darkest moments of the unknown, right? And I think the moon card is about centering in on who and what we can trust to help us through, like, the dark night of the soul, right? So I'm thinking about all of the people that you've supported, you know, through their hard times, and how they can now, you know, help you through this moment. I'm also thinking about sort of this thing that you have that no matter what can't be taken away, which is like the power of your intuition and the power of your self-knowledge. And I think there is power in this moment because it's sort of, I think it's bringing you back to what you know to be true about yourself. And it's bringing you back to, I think, some of your fundamental values and desires for what you want to build in your life. So there's a little bit of like this clean slate message from the universe too. Like, I think maybe there has been a clean slate that's been needed for a long time, and I think this is it. And I think there's something really interesting that's blossoming from this moon moment. Okay. But I'm sending support for you, Laura. I'm sending support vibes. Lauren, you said I would love an anchor card for this week. Yeah. Ace of Wands. Cool. Okay, I like this. I think as this new moon and Mercury station direct this week, I think there's a lot of new energy for you, Lauren. Ace of Wands feels like you are the magician or the conduit of this energy, though. So if something kind of comes into your orbit, you have to be the one that grabs it and starts using the new tool. So remember, there's part of your agency that is needed in this moment. It's not just a new thing landing on your door. It's like you learning how to use the new tool, if you will. My Rona Recovery, you said I could really use a grounding card for this week. Grounding card is what you got. The King of Pentacles. Yeah. Like, sometimes I do think the King of Pentacles is the very simple message of, like, you know, allow yourself to feel one with nature this week. Allow yourself to, you know, have your relationships with the trees and the plants and the flowers. This is a particularly interesting time in nature because, at least in the Midwest, I don't know where you're located, my Rona Recovery, but at least in the Midwest, I can see the remnants of summer, but then also the fall, newness of fall kind of mixed in. So you'll see like really bright green tree with little speckles, like peppered, you know, brown and red leaves. You know, you're seeing fall kind of come into the mix now at the end of summer. That being said, yeah, I really think nature has a good message for you this week, or just like needing to be in nature this week is going to be really helpful. Thanks, Katie, for the good vibes. And Annie, I'm in full agreement that healing energy is coming to you. And I'm also in full agreement that you're able to sort of go forth with empowerment and feeling really loved and supported this week. Sam, you said, I've missed Witch Church so much. This week has a lot of interesting energy and things getting addressed and resolved. Yep. Would love a card for the busy week ahead. I know, I've missed you guys too. This has just been the summer. It's been crazy, right? Let's see. Oh, Sam, you got the Six of Swords. So, you know, one of the cards we highlighted this week. So I think really good energy for putting forward the new narrative. I think there's something that comes through about something being in writing. So I don't know if this is like an agreement in writing, or it isn't. I don't think it's necessarily like a document from the law or something like that, but it might be like two people making an agreement with each other and like signing on it, or maybe you're making an agreement with yourself, or like there's something here about new agreements being made and allowing everybody to move forward in some sense. Alexandra, you said, I'm sending healing energy to your dad. I'm in full agreement that you will find the right roommate to continue your journey. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Alexandra. Sarah, you said, may I have a card for my yoga teacher prep process? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Knight of Swords in reverse. So funny. It kind of reminds me of what I would do during like my first astrology clients, like, or with my first astrology clients, like I would prepare for so long, you know, and then have all these notes. And this is what, like, I think the beginner astrologer does. They have like, they prepare so much, they have all these notes and, you know, do so much background, you know, research on the chart, and then they show up to the reading and either the client, we don't talk about what the notes I wrote down at all, or the client gets overwhelmed by how much information I brought to the session, you know, like, so sometimes too much preparation, too much information ruins the natural magic that you have. And, you know, if you get a really good astrology reading from, you know, anybody, it's because they're sort of involving not only their knowledge, but their intuition and their self-trust. And they're not ruining the process by overthinking it, you know. So I would say trust in your space-holding abilities, trust in just your intuitive knowing of the classroom space. And you can prepare, but avoid over-preparing because it might keep your true intuition from coming through, right? Katie, you said, I would love a card on this budding relationship and advice for this phase. Yeah. Nine of Swords, this feels like avoid unnecessary stories. Like, avoid the what ifs and oh my gosh and what does this mean, and really take this person for face value. Also, I think that goes both ways. Like, avoid the illusions, avoid romanticization. You know, again, how do we take this person for exactly what they're giving you, and how do you respond to that? And I think the Nine of Swords says, you know, this doesn't have to be like the overthinking stuff, like with this thing, or with this new person, that might be the pattern of the cycle that you are breaking, right? Like this sort of, how do I kind of sink into the unknown with this person and not overthink it, or not panic, or not read so much into certain things? Like that's what it feels like. Corey, you said, I would love a card for this project I'm working on. Eight of Wands. Yeah. Looks like you're making big moves forward. And I think, you know, whatever you can do to keep the energy, keep the good vibes flowing. let's get, but I think this is full permission to continue to move forward. I think, you know, whatever you can do or whatever kind of environment you can put yourself in that allows yourself to focus on this project is helpful. So whether that's like your favorite coffee shop or your studio or, you know, cleaning and cleansing a place in your house where you can dedicate to this project, that feels like something that's needed. Alexandra, you said, I would love some prayers for my middle child who is feeling alone in her new environment. Yeah, Alexandra, I'm in full agreement that your middle child does begin to maybe empower herself to find community, empower herself to try new things, empower herself to get out of her comfort zone, and in order to sort of find the people and the connections that she's meant to find in this new environment. Ellis, you said, could I have a card for advice on this energy shift? Eight of Cups. Totally. Looks like with this new moon in Virgo and Venus kind of finally starting to move forward, I think there's a sort of an emotional purge that you're doing. Maybe there's something that you're walking away from or walking towards, rather. And it feels like it's more aligned with yourself. And, you know, the Hermit also pops out. So this is very much a decision about, like, what's best for you and what is in your highest good. It's not necessarily about, like, worrying about what is best for this other person or, like, how do I not hurt this other person's feelings or whatever. Like, this is very much your decision and what is in your highest good. Alexandra, you said, can I have some advice about the new position I committed to as a coach? Two of Wands. Cool. It looks like you need to do your research and it looks like you need to do some planning and in order to make this sustainable. And I think it loops back to everything else we've talked about. Like, you know, how do I make this sustainable? How do I make this fit into my life instead of giving my whole self to this project or this coaching situation? And getting advice from other coaches about how to set those boundaries so you have an appropriate work, family, home life balance is really necessary. But overall, I feel like this is an exciting new thing that's going to maybe bring new energy into this chapter. Alana, you said, could I use a card for guidance in my new job search? Yeah, Ace of Pentacles. Cool. I mean, I like that. I think it's a good sign. I think it's about the connections that you already have. Yeah, like sometimes we're only one connection away from the opportunity that is meant for us, right? So you may not know about the new job or the person or the connecting piece again, but someone in your sphere does. So make sure you're opening all doors and all avenues. And I think also presenting your energy in a new way. Like instead of, how do I put this? Like it feels like, I don't know this for sure, but maybe in the past there was a certain energy of how you maybe put out waved the flag and said, like, I need help, I need assistance, I need connections. Like, think of that frequency that you put out in the past and think of how you want to put out your sort of Craigslist post, if you will, I'm being facetious, but like, do you want your Craigslist post to be like, oh my God, I need help, anything, throw anything my way, I'll just take anything I can? Or do you want your Craigslist post to be like, hey, like, I'm Alana, here's the awesome skill sets I have, here's what I'm excited, what I feel excited about potentially doing. If this sounds like something that you're aligned with, give me a call. Like, there's this whole new energy that you're presenting to the search too, if that makes sense. Allie, you said good luck on your house hunt and healing to your dad. Thank you so much. Could I get a card for my visitor coming on the new moon this week? Guys, a lot of aces, ace of swords. Cool. Allie, it feels like it's a really good time for important conversations and to focus not only on like physical connection, but like really focusing on intellectual connection. Are you and this person on the same page mentally? Are you communicating well? When you say how you feel, is this person computing how you feel? Like, it's really a weekend to have some really good talks. Make sure your communication feels better than ever, and make sure you both have a mutual understanding of each other's boundaries too. Corey, you said, holy cats, space is exactly what I need for your the project. Thanks, Mal. You're welcome. Ams, you said, would you pull a card for healing my body from a rough bicycling accident? Oh my God, this Mercury retrograde has been brutal. Like, someone else in this said they got in a car crash. You're like the third person I know who's gotten in a bicycling accident. Be careful, because, like, again, when Mercury in Virgo specifically, we're getting the car manifestations, we're getting the bike manifestations. Even if you're a pedestrian who's walking, double check as you're crossing the street, guys. Like, this, I don't know, there's something about this Mercury retrograde. Everybody's, it's going berserk, and I'm so sorry to hear that you got in a bicycling accident, Ams. Eight of Pentacles is here, which makes me think, like, the rest is actually needed, and that you can still, this sounds kind of capitalistic, but I don't mean it to be that way, but, like, the message is you can still get your work done from the couch. like, you see how this guy is literally sitting down, and, like, I don't know what's wrong, if, like, your ankle is sprained, or your leg is hurting or something like that. Like, it kind of, but whatever it is, like, I actually think you're going to get some really good work done from a resting place. And maybe it's actually good that you're being not confined to the home, but because you can't completely move as quickly as you were before the bike accident, it almost is like forcing you into that artist's cave so you can focus on something that you've wanted to come through with. So I think the message is actually don't worry too much about this accident slowing down work, because I think it's actually going to be good for your work in some weird way. And anything that you needed to be physically present at, I have a feeling that you have at least a handful of allies that can kind of act as your step in or your fill in at any of these in-person things. Sam, you said, thanks so much, Mal. Very helpful as always. Sending your dad many good thoughts, and I will light a candle for your future home that is on its way to you. Aw, thanks, Sam. That means so much. It seriously means a lot that, like, this sort of energy that you guys are imagining the new house and I'm imagining the new house, it feels aligned. And Alana, you said, I totally know what you're saying. I've been hesitant to post on LinkedIn yet, and thinking about how I want to approach this is so helpful. Exactly. Like, you want to approach it like not from a point of like desperation necessarily, but you want to approach it from a place of strength and empowerment. I think that really is what Spirit was coming through as. So Amber, you said, haha, bless you, that's the vibe. I'm so glad. I never thought about that before, but like, Eight of Pentacles dude is sitting down. You know, he's sitting down while he's working. He's focused and he's comfortable and he's not in a rush. And who's to say you can't do your best work from the couch or from the bed? You know, I think certainly many artists, even like Frida Kahlo, got a lot of her stuff done from the bed. So, you know, who's to say? Who's to say? Well, it's been such a good witch church, my friends. I'm so glad we got to reconnect. Keep me updated on how everything is going with this new moon in Virgo. Again, be careful on your bikes. Be careful driving. Be careful walking. Okay. And I will see y'all next week. And I've got some openings in my books for September. And also this week, I'm going to be announcing a new class, which is super exciting. So if you've been looking for a class from me, this one's a little bit different than anything I've ever done, but yeah, I think you guys will be into it. So talk soon, my friends. Lots of love to you. Bye-bye.